and welcome to this podcast.
For this podcast, I was joined by Raul Revuelta Misalem, CEO of Grupo Aeroportuario del Pacífico, also known as GAP. Together, we discussed GAP airports, their recovery, topics around route development, the exciting new sterile processing facility, which has just opened at Tijuana, plus exciting developments at Guadalajara and Los Cabos airports, plus Raul's trends to watch for 2023. Raul, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Holly. It's a pleasure to be here.
Firstly, I was just wondering if you could give us a quick overview of GAP and the airports that you represent.
For sure. We have 12 airports in Mexico. We are the biggest operator in Mexico in terms of passengers, but also we operate two airports in Jamaica. We have Montego Bay and Kingston. This year, GAP will close with almost 55 million passengers in their airports. We serve, for instance, with Guadalajara, the second biggest city in Mexico. And for sure, we have also a really important airport in Tijuana. Tijuana is just in the border with the U.S. in California, with South California. And also in the leisure destination, we have Los Cabos Airport on the Pacific of Mexico, Puerto Vallarta in the Pacific. And also in the Caribbean, we have Montego Bay in Jamaica. Mainly are like our biggest airports. And for sure, we are a group of airports that are, I would say, really important in Mexico, but also a group of airports that are really working super hard for develop the correct kind of infrastructure in our airports.
So how many passengers would you say that your airports are processing per year combined? Do you have that number?
Yeah, I mean, for the 14 of this year was 55 million.
Fantastic. How is the recovery of your 14 airports actually going then?
I would say that as a general number, we are really in positive numbers. We will say that we are almost around 16 to 17% above the pandemic, 2019. So the results has been pretty good. We have, I would say, a little bit behind the recovery, the cases of airports that were more related with, I would say, passengers doing business. The case of Bajío, the case of Aguascalientes, and the case of Kingston. This airport has a more clearly mix of business passengers that in some way have a more slower recovery than the rest of our passengers. The case of airports with a big part of VFRs, they have, I mean, a huge recovery. I would say, for instance, Tijuana Airport, our second biggest airport, is an airport of has around 12.5 million passengers on this year. And I would say that is a huge, the recovery is almost 45% increase versus 2019. So it's doing pretty good. In that place, we are seeing VFRs coming from the U.S. to Mexico through the cross-border express. On the Tijuana Airport, we have a unique facility. We have a bridge that connects two terminals. One terminal, it's called cross-border express, in the U.S. side, and Tijuana Airport with the runways and the rest of the airport in the Mexican side. So it's, I would say, a binational airport that is growing at a super fast pace. Just for put it in context, this airport in 2015 used to have less than 4 million passengers. On this year, we are closing with 12.5, and the seats and the forecasting for at least 2023 for sure, it shows us that we'll continue the double-digit growth. So, I mean, it's huge what is happening there.
That's absolutely fantastic news. And your numbers for this year and last year, you know, they surpass 2019 numbers, but how has it compared with maybe projections of passenger numbers prior to the pandemic actually happening?
I would say that we have like a huge change on the way that the passengers are flying. I would say in general terms, for sure, 2020 and 2021 was terrible. But for 2022, we see on the second half of the year a huge recovery that begins to be more aligned of what was our original forecasting, but with some really deep changes in the mix of our passengers. I would say the leisure markets have really booming. The U.S. to Mexico beaches has grown in a tremendous way. For sure, we need to follow really close that trend, because today we are not completely sure if this kind of a substitution related with the long hauls that are not happening in some way to Europe from the U.S., and in some way the U.S. passengers are making the decision for leisure going in the same neighbor. I would say from Los Angeles to Los Cabos Airport or to Puerto Vallarta Airport are less than 2 hours of flying. So it's pretty close. Mm-hmm. So what we are seeing right now in the Mexican market, not only in the GAP airports, is a huge increase in the leisure markets, a great increase also in the BFR markets, but a business market is really, I would say, they don't even recover what happened in 2019. And it's like the big question mark. I mean, the new reality, and in some way, the business market will not grow at the same pace on the coming years. But for sure, this is the kind of question that all older airports are today making. If it's something that will come for a structural change on the airports, or is something that in some way will come back. The case of Mexico, the business markets for sure are far away of what used to be, and it don't really seems like the recovery will come fast on the coming years.
I'm quite surprised to hear you say that, just because in my conversations with other airport leaders, they've been saying, you know, that the business travel is coming back now. So you think there's just some regional differences there?
Yes, for sure. There's some, for instance, I will make a little dip on the Mexico market. We have the number one airport, Mexico City Airport. The second one is Cancun, leisure for sure. The number three is Guadalajara, then Tijuana, and then Monterrey. Monterrey used to be the number four in all the history of the Mexican aviation. Today was, in some way, lose one place with Tijuana. And Tijuana, what is happening is a big leisure market going from South California to the beaches. But for instance, Monterrey has a huge decrease of seats from Mexico to Monterrey, and mainly a business market, and Guadalajara to Monterrey, also a business market that has not recovered. The great news for the industry is Aeroméxico just announced that December and January of this year, we have a huge amount of additional seats on those routes. The question is, the demand will react or not? That is like the big, big, big questions. Because right now, I mean, we have like, I would say more than 3 years that we don't see what used to be the business market in Mexico. I mean, it would be great to see them come back, but we're going to know perfectly in the coming, I would say, quarter.
Well, looking forward to seeing what your projections might be then for the future.
The projections for Mexico, I would say, that are really interesting. For sure, it's happening like all the world. There's some kind of a worry about what will happen in a downturn of the economy or a flatter economy and inflation and for sure the fuel price. All these variables are for sure at the table. But on the other side, the domestic airlines are growing their capacity. For instance, Volaris. Volaris is the biggest airline in terms of seats in Mexico right now. They just announced that they will double in the coming 5 years their fleet. They announced a huge arrangement with Airbus. So, I mean, the numbers of seats that Volaris bring, the double of the capacity, or Viva Aerobus that also announced the double of the capacity, or Aeroméxico with their additional 737 MAX that will come almost 20 in the next 2 years. I mean, at least show that the Mexico market looks super vibrant with a really interesting double-digit growth for the coming years. But again, the big question mark is what's going to happen on the rails of the macroeconomic context. I would say that is the today like the key factor that we need to keep an eye on it. I mean, fuel is a huge problem that could change from one day to another the results of their lens. So it's something to see. And for sure, how is going the economy, which is the performance of the Mexican economy and the U.S. economy. For Mexico, I would say that our biggest commercial partner at the U.S., and for sure their economic performance has a huge impact on our economy and for sure in our airports. I would say the leisure destinations of Mexico with the U.S. is one of the biggest markets in the world. So for sure is some of the macroeconomic trends that we need to follow.
Absolutely. Now, I understand that new international long-haul services to Tijuana remain a focus for GAP, particularly from Asia and Central America, deep South America. Can you tell us why?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'll a little more deep into Tijuana because the existence of the Cross-Border Express gave us the really big chance to have a connection to South California. That's right now is the fifth economy in the world by itself, California. So it's a gateway for one of the biggest economies of the world that has a really interesting mix in the heritage populations. For sure have a huge Latino heritage in Southern California, mainly Mexicans, Guatemalans, from Honduras, from Costa Rica. But the second biggest, I would say, heritage population in South California is Asia. So in the other hand, or in the other side of the line, in the Mexico-Tijuana area, Tijuana, for instance, is the biggest manufacturing of televisions in the world, mainly for Korean companies, for Japanese companies. So it's really interesting that in all the Tijuana, Mexicali, and north side of the country, is completely full of what we say maquila, that are these great manufacturer places for mainly electronics in all North Mexico. So for the case specific of Tijuana, with the new infrastructure that we just built, what we call the new processor building in Tijuana, it's a building that will help you to pass directly to US without passing through the Mexican authorities if your final destination is the US. And in the other way, the same. So if you will fly, for instance, from Tijuana to Shanghai, you will go directly from the US to the plane without passing any kind of border control of Mexican authorities. So we think that that gives us a great advantage. I mean, for all that demand, we will have the local demand in some way from Tijuana area, but also Tijuana is the airport in Mexico with more direct domestic routes. So for sure, the connections that could happen in Tijuana is huge. Could perfectly operate as a hub and spoke for all the Mexican airlines and the part of the market that will come from South California. So what we are seeing is in the past, without these facilities, Tijuana used to be the only airport in Mexico that has Shanghai, that used to have Beijing route and used to have Narita route. So we for sure are seeing that we will recover part of that market. Right now, it's difficult to understand how much time could take that recovery because for sure the Asian market and China particularly are passing through a difficult moments right now, different from the rest of the world from the COVID. So I would say that we are seeing the routes of China coming back to Tijuana Airport on the next summer. But also we are seeing that some route that flies, for instance, to Panama, to Tijuana will make all the sense. The same with Guatemala or Honduras, direct flights to Tijuana and VFRs connecting directly to California for sure make all the sense to the airlines. I would say that we have also one great advantage in Tijuana Airport versus the Southern California airports. When you compare the fares of Tijuana, of the airport fares versus Los Angeles, for instance, or versus San Diego Airport, we have 75% lower airport fares than the U.S. airports. So I think that that is a key element for bringing all these additional routes and services to airport. The second part is we understand Tijuana Airport as an alternative airport or the second airport to San Diego City. The San Diego Airport has a restriction of operations in the night. I mean, from the 11 in the night until the 6 in the morning is closed the airport. But the case of Tijuana operates 24 hours. So with all the facility of the bridge, really we are capturing and we are complementing the services of San Diego Airport. San Diego Airport mainly serves domestic U.S. markets. We in Tijuana serve all the Mexican airports. As I say, is this the biggest airport in terms of number of domestic routes in Mexico. So I would say that it's a great partnership between both airports for half this, I would say, bigger catchment area between our airports. So Tijuana for sure will grow. We expect in a double digit for the next 2 to 4 years.
That's fantastic. Yeah, very exciting things in store. Now, I know, I mean, you touched on the cross-border express that passengers will come into contact with, which will allow them sterile kind of entry into the US. How much time will this actually save passengers compared to the old system, for example?
I mean, just for understand, if in the past or previously to the cross-border express, you decide to cross the border in a taxi, in a Uber, in whatever's ground services, it will take you 4 hours. It is the most crowded border crossing in the world, the San Diego-Tijuana. It could take you from 4 hours to 5 hours to crossing. Today, if you use our facility, the Cross Border Express, it will take you less than 4 minutes.
Fantastic.
To be in the U.S. is really also unique, the infrastructure in the U.S. side, or all this project, because a private company is directly paying for the Homeland Security services. So all the quality and times of response characteristic is, I would say, unique. You have a almost seamless experience passing through all the CBP facilities. We have a lot of officials and working with the top of the edge technology to have the faster and seamless crossing to the US, I would say, in all the airports. So that is also a key factor for that specific market.
Sounds like the passengers will have a fantastic experience in traveling to that.
The figures is completely showing that. I don't know how many airports in the world in less than 5 years just tripled their size in terms of passengers. So I would say that it's a completely a success story for that specific project.
Mm. Now, I want to move on to different airports. So moving from Tijuana to Guadalajara, which is also a focus for GAP. Yeah. So can you please tell me why that is?
Sure. Guadalajara is our biggest airport in our GAPS net. Guadalajara is the second biggest city in Mexico. Guadalajara Airport this year will close around 15.5 million passengers. We are developing a really huge and massive additional infrastructure for that specific airport. We are building our second runway. We are building our second terminal building. We are almost double all the capacities of the airports in the coming 5 years. We have a plan that is called Guadalajara 2026. In 2026, Guadalajara will receive the Soccer World Cup. So we need to be ready in all our facilities. But in general terms, what is great to talk of this market is that it's not only the second biggest city, Mexico, but also is one of the cities with the biggest GDP growth in the last 20 years. We call it, or in Mexico, is called the house of the electronic and microelectronic components. We have Dell, Hewlett Packard, all Cisco, all the biggest companies are producing micro components here in Guadalajara. So it's a high-tech manufacturing hub, I would say, for the world, but also have a really interesting mix in terms of leisures. It's the hometown of the tequila. All the tequila of the world is created here, 20 minutes from Guadalajara in the tequila town, but also is the hometown of the mariachi and all the Mexican traditions. I would say this city in specific, Guadalajara, is in some way called like the hometown of the Mexican traditions that are pretty well known around the world. So that mix for sure give us the chance to capture leisure market that all the time are coming for this area of the country. And the third that is also really interesting, Guadalajara is the home of the number one facility for convention center and exhibition in all Latin America. So we have really a great and successful convention center that are bringing people from around the world to Guadalajara. So the mix of this are giving us a chance for think in an airport that will be changing for a more point-to-point airport that mainly used to cover California, South California, Chicago, and domestic market, to an airport that in some way are transferring to be a more international, not only a U.S. market airport. So today, Guadalajara have connections to Panama, have direct flight to Bogota. For the first time, we have a direct flight to Madrid with Aeroméxico on the Guadalajara Madrid. So we are really excited of what's going to be the future for this airport. It's just in the middle of the country. So we think that their capacity to be one of the biggest hubs in Mexico is a reality, and we are investing for make that a reality in the coming years.
Plenty of reasons to visit them.
Yeah, it's super fun to visit Guadalajara. It's really a nice, nice city, but also have this great mix of modern city with a really traditional city. So it's a great place to visit.
Now talk to me about this second terminal and your second runway. Pretty major construction project. So what does this involve and why is it exciting then?
I would say we have just a bunch of opportunities in the world to say that you in 5 years will double all the capacities of the airport. So for instance, today our terminal building has around 120,000 square meters. The new terminal can have 150,000 square meters.
Wow.
One runway, we're going to have two runways. Our parking lots, we used to have 3,000 spots for parking. We're going to go to 10,000. Aprons, we are going from 62 to 120. So in all the different areas, we are double our capacity. For sure, everything is happening with all the planes arriving and making new records on traffic. So for sure, for our infrastructure team, it's like a super big challenge to construct a new airport over the old airport, keeping all the operations 24 hours. So it's like a major challenge, but it's happening fast and in the best possible way.
Yeah, you're poised for the future with that airport. But I'm going to move to the next one now. Third and final airport, Los Cabos is one of the leading high-end vacation destinations in the world. Yeah. And of course, is one of your airports. So how are things going there? And what is your vision for this airport?
I mean, for instance, on October, it posted a 26% increase of passengers versus 2019. So it's super robust, the growth of our traditional markets from US, mainly these, like as you say, the high-end market that love to fly to Cabos is still there, is still growing. The real estate in Cabo is growing at a really great pace also. And Cabos, for instance, has a particular thing that not other airport in Mexico has, but 30% of their operations comes from executive aviation. The rich and famous of Hollywood with a second house in Los Cabos use our airport. So it's really interesting. It's only 1% in terms of passengers, but 30% in terms of operation. On the long weekend that will come, the Thanksgiving long weekend, we'll have almost 200 executive planes in the airport. It's huge. In Mexico, it's nothing like that. It's massive. And the kind of planes that arrive is amazing. So for sure, it's part of the brand that in some way capture the attention of the market to Cabos. Everybody wants to live the same kind of experience that the rich and the famous are taking. So Cabos is a super nice destination in terms of restaurants, in terms of natural beaches, dessert that is a great mix, but also one of the most and famous hotels offers in the world. So the mix of Cabos is really interesting. We think that will continue a really a great growth. This year, for the first time, going to be around 7 million passengers on that airport. And what we see in our forecasting is that this trend of growth will continue. For the first time, for instance, on this 2022, we have direct flights to Madrid from Cabo. We have direct flight from Madrid to Helsinki. So we are beginning to see also some additional trends of routes or additional routes, not only in the US markets, that could be attracted to Los Cabos Airport.
Well, Raul, I will know that I've made it when I can holiday in Cabo.
Yeah.
I've made it in life.
That would be great. That would be great. I mean, it's amazing. For instance, November, December is great to be there because you have like the shows of the whales arriving to Cabo. Mainly for hotels, you could see the whales that is arriving. That it's, I mean, like a super natural show that everybody in some time would need to see.
Fantastic. Now, I'm interested to see what your challenges will be for the next year, you know, as an airport group CEO. So my question for you is, what trends are you going to be looking out for among your passengers that are your trends to watch for 2023?
I mean, as an airport first, I would say that we are having a really quick transformation on the digital world. This digital transformation that everybody is in some way reading and writing and talking about, we are living in everything today in an airport. We are, for instance, working on the face recognitions for entrance in our security checkpoints right now. We are working with systems to understand the cross timings, the behavior of our passengers on the commercial areas. We have a huge view on the quality of our services. So right now, what we are trying to do is to develop infrastructure that will be not just comfortable, but be in some way completely passengers friendly. I will see we are gradually changing, you know, for more cozy areas with restaurants that can some flavors of the cities, for instance. We have a much bigger areas for the terminals with high ceilings. And I would say what the general term that we are seeing right now, everything is related with how we made more comfortable the stay of our passengers in the terminals. So for sure, we have a new app that gives us a chance for have control of your flights, ask for food and beverage to the gate, make all the transactions of the parking lots without a ticket. I mean, when you are close to the parking lot, the camera recognizes your plate, you get inside, and when you come back, you go directly outside and charge directly to your credit cards. So I would say that right now, the biggest trend that the airport must follow is how make a seamless and comfortable pass of our passengers to our airports. And for sure, always is like that. A happy passenger is a passenger that will consume in our commercial areas. So always happy passenger equal bigger tickets in the commercial area. So for sure, we are making all our efforts talking about technology, specific new areas and layouts for make the experience a much, much better experience in our airports.
Fantastic. And my final question for you is, what are you looking forward to in 2023?
I would say what we really expect is that in some way, some of the not clear or negative views of what could happen with the fuel or what could happen with the economy really don't come to reality. What we are expecting is that in some way, the economy of Mexico and the US in some way begin to grow again. Also that the inflation get in control. One of the greatest news is that for Mexico and the US, we are seeing for the first months that at least the inflation is in some way beginnings to grow in a lower pace, what is a great, great news. So what we are looking on this specific year is a double-digit growth in our airports, a huge recovery, a part of our specific routes that has not recovered, that is the Mexico-Guadalajara route, that is the second biggest route in the country, and our mainly business route. So we expect to have a big recovery. We have the seats there. We are expecting that the demand reacts in the most better possible way. So in general terms, we are seeing a good year in terms of passengers with some challenges related with the manage of the size of the growth of passengers in our terminals, because we are in the middle of a lot of construction, so going to be difficult to move our passengers through all our terminals with a lot of things happening there. So for sure, we need to work and experience. Going to be a tough point for the year. But in general terms, I'm seeing a 2023 that will be strong for our industry.
Well, thank you so much. That was my final question.
Thank you, Holly. As always, a pleasure being with you.
Thank you so much.